Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
All right, so I feel kind of the same way I felt last night after reviewing the tape, but I thought our guys did some real good things, and there are some things we've got to work on offensively. You've got to get rid of the turnovers and the penalties, and defensively, we did some great things. The field position at times wasn't great. But for the most part, we did some good things. We got to take away a couple of big plays and a couple of third downs, and we'll be in a good position. I thought special teams wise, we did a pretty good job there. Bucker had a nice day, and Arizia had a nice play, so I thought that was positive. As far as Pacheco goes, we will go with the guys that we have here now. Veach is kind of going through his lists and looking at people, and we'll just see where that goes. But we're blessed to have some good people here. And then as far as the other injuries go, there's really nothing to talk about. And I don't know. I don't have a time frame on Pacheco. But I know it won't be this week, and it'll probably be more than that. So obviously, but it's going to take a little bit of time there. Anyways, with that, time's yours.
We'll go first to Adam Teicher. Go ahead, Adam.
Hey, Andy. Checo got the ball, I think, 25 times yesterday. Do you have a back on your roster that is capable, that you're comfortable with given that kind of workload too? And Kelsey, I'll have a second question as well.
Well, one of the backs, I haven't had an opportunity to give it to him that much, or a couple of them. So, well, really all three of them, Adam, if you looked at that. So I would tell you I have confidence in them. I haven't experienced it with them.
Okay. And I'm curious about a decision you made yesterday. First drive of the game, offensive drive of the game, you got down there, fourth and one, you went for it and got it. And then you were fourth and one again later on that drive, and you kicked the field goal. Can you explain what you were thinking there?
Yeah, you know, we had three good opportunities at it and didn't get it, and I just thought we had need to come out of there with points, and so I did that. Yeah.
We'll go next to Sam McDowell. Sam?
Hey, Andy. What's the message for Kingsley this week, and what should be the takeaway as far as, do you still envision he'll be the starter this week?
Yeah, I haven't gotten that direction yet as far as the starter, not the starter, but he's got, you know, he's obviously got things he needs to work on and get worked out. Like I said last night, I felt like we needed to take a step back, take a step forward, and whether he's in or out, I still think that was the right thing to do there. And if he's out this week, then it'd be the right thing to do with that. But I still, we haven't lost confidence in him, and that he was going against a good player. He's got to learn from it. I think he mentioned that to you, that he's got to take it in and get better. And I would tell you that with some of our young guys that played last night, they've got to just they've got to learn from the experiences that they get in these games.
We'll go next to Jesse Newell. Jesse?
Hey, Andy. Clyde obviously has remained around the team the last few weeks. I just wondered, what is his status as it relates to potentially returning in week five?
Yeah, that's part of the equation. So we've got to just kind of figure all of that out and see how all that fits in. But Yeah, we know he's around. So that's we just don't have him available here for a couple more weeks here. So, yeah.
We'll go next to Seren Petro. Seren?
I can't hear you.
Yep, sorry, Coach. Travis Kelce, I know you don't have a big day every day, and it's maybe magnified when it happens at the start. But I know he had a big play called back that would have made the numbers look better, obviously. But is he the team's doing anything different to kind of try to take him away?
Yeah, they did have some things that they were attempting there, and he'll get his catches. It's not that he's slowing down or any of that bit. That's not what the deal is. So it's just teams focus on him and kind of know he's been Pat's go-to guy. So what it's done though, Saran, is it's allowed us to to utilize the other guys around him, and they've been productive.
We'll go next to Pete Sweeney. Pete?
Hey, Coach, we've asked you about Carson Steele quite a bit throughout, you know, preseason, and we know you're high on him. Now the frame of reference has changed a little bit. What's your confidence level that he could be in the mix to handle, you know, what would be a full workload in the absence of Isaiah?
Yeah, well, he's going to have to step it up there in that role. So, but I think he likes to be challenged, and I think this will be a good challenge for him. He's obviously got to keep the ball high and tight. He had the fumble yesterday, and he doesn't have a history of that. So he's got to make sure he learns from that.
We have three more for you. We'll start with Nick Jacobs.
And Kelce, I'll have a follow-up if I can, please. Andy, for your guys in some of those goal line situations and short yardage, how beneficial was it for the offensive line to kind of get some of those opportunities to really kind of move some people off the ball?
Yeah, I thought all day they did it. They really, I thought, played well in the run game part of it. And then they took advantage of it in the short yardage, with the exception of down there in that goal line stand that they had there. So but everything else I thought was very productive. We went at halftime averaging 7 yards a carry, so that part was good. We've got to build on that though. We still had it. There were a couple issues here and there in the past game. It wasn't just Kingsley. There were other guys involved too. Kingsley's was more magnified. There were more of them, but it wasn't. There were other breakdowns that we had, so we've got to make sure we tighten that up a little bit.
And with the defensive coordinator like Lou Anarumo, just kind of, what was it yesterday that kind of kept you guessing?
Yeah, Lou does a nice job with things. He tried to throw a few different looks at us, so we were able to gain a lot of yards, which was good.
We'll go next to Matt Derrick. Matt?
Hey, Coach. A couple of quick questions for you. One, how much consideration did you give to trying that 68-yard field goal before the end of the first half?
Yeah, for about a second. And then I got out of that one. I figured, listen, we're getting the ball back the second half. We're receiving it, so I didn't want to have something happen there with a block. Sometimes those are low trajectory, and all of a sudden there's a block that takes place and it's going the opposite way, and we didn't need that at that point.
And two, on the, I know Patrick, you trust Patrick Mahomes officer, certainly, but was there anything we saw with the interceptions yesterday that you felt like were some, just learning points for him?
Yeah, so we had the route, the first one there was an option route with he and Kels, and they played we really had to pull up on part of the option part of it. There was a little confusion between the two of them, that we were late with the ball. So that's what happened. But we'll take care of that. I can take care of that part. That's a and then the deep throw, I thought that guy made a great play, but again, young receiver there, and he'll learn that either he gets it or nobody gets it. But I got to give that kid credit too.
Last one here, we'll go to Todd Lebo.
Hey, Coach, you know, Isaiah got that, looked like pretty rough news yesterday. He was pretty emotional in the locker room. If you talk to him today, how's he doing spirits-wise? I know the physical injury is one thing, but got to attack the thing with your mind, too. How's he doing now with that part of it?
Yeah, so, well, he's been with a doctor, so I haven't seen him today, but I talked to him twice yesterday, last night. And I think he's in a better place. Anyway, that's tough. I was talking to some kids that came over to our house after the game, and I said, you know, sometimes you guys get emotional after you lose a game, and I said, you don't ever want to lose that. I mean, here's a guy that's a guy that loves to play the game, and so he had tears. He was emotional, but you don't ever want to lose it. Emotional sport, that kid, you know, nobody likes to play more than he likes to play. So you're gonna see that. And that's what's so great about this sport.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
We're here.